A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 5 o'clock, and today is Wednesday. It's the first day of December. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 34 degrees.
Looks like a crash-free start to our morning drive. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this morning, Roe versus Wade, is hanging in the balance as the Supreme Court considers a case today on a Mississippi law that seeks to ban nearly all abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy.
Protesters are gathering outside the high court this morning, and barriers are in place to keep the activists apart. ABC's M. Nguyen begins our coverage from Washington.
The case. Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization, where the outcome could redefine reproductive rights across the country and impact other sectors from healthcare and the economy to criminal justice. It'll be heard by a court whose new conservative majority of justices, three chosen by former President Trump, is widely viewed as more sympathetic to opponents of abortion rights than any in a generation.
ABC News legal analyst Kate Shaw calls this case a watershed moment for American women and the court.
It's certainly possible that there will be a majority of justices on board to just overturn Roe and Casey and rule that the Constitution doesn't protect a right to terminate a pregnancy. And if that happens, somewhere north of 20 states, maybe as many as 26, maybe as many as 30, would outlaw abortion, you know, virtually overnight.
The Supreme Court won't make a ruling on this case for months, but we will be following the arguments today.
A man accused of shooting and wounding a South Jordan police officer has been formally arrested. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has the update and joins us live. Heather?
Amanda, the suspect is still in the hospital, but police say Malyui Vahikai is formally under arrest for attempted aggravated murder, two counts of aggravated assault, and illegal discharge of a firearm. This all started last Friday when a South Jordan police officer was shot in the leg by Vahikai after officers knocked on his door. Officers returned fire and wounded the suspect. Body cam footage shows Vahikai pointing his gun at several officers and firing, and the man had several warrants for his arrest at the time of the shooting. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
A father in Moab hopes new clues in the unsolved murder of his daughter will help find a suspect. KSL News Radio's Jacob Ruetta joins us live with more. Jacob?
Yes, Tim. Police say a search warrant found four casings and other weapons reported stolen in Colorado. A report from the Montezuma's County Sheriff's Office obtained by KSL confirms that a 9mm Turkish-made pistol and shotgun were reported stolen, along with a bolt-action rifle. Sean Paul Schulte, the father of Kylan Schulte, told KSL the information came through a tip booth set up in Moab. Schulte says he's not giving up hope in light of this new information. The Grand County Sheriff's Office is asking anyone with information to contact them. Live in the newsroom, Jacob Rueda, KSL News Radio.
Continuing our series this week, Priced Out Inflation. The cost of everyday items keeps going up, but can the government take steps that would slow down price increases? KSL News Radio's Jason Tulin spoke with a senior vice president at Zions Bank.
There are many ways the Fed can control inflation. Some of them work well, while others may have damaging effects. For example, controlling inflation through wage and price controls can cause a recession and cause job losses. The Federal Reserve can raise interest rates. When doing so, banks increase their rates. Fewer people want to borrow money because it costs more, and spending drops. Prices drop, and inflation can slow. The Fed's next policy-setting meeting is scheduled for December 14th and 15th to discuss the government's next move. Jason Tulin, KSL News Radio.
The community of Oxford, Michigan remains in shock this morning after yesterday's deadly school shooting. At least three students were killed, many others injured. We have more on the investigation now from ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
Police say the 15-year-old gunman killed a 16-year-old boy and two girls, ages 14 and 17. Eight other people were wounded, including a student now fighting for her life. Authorities say the shooter fired up to 20 rounds in 5 minutes, as students and teachers used desks to barricade classroom doors. According to investigators, the suspect surrendered with his gun still loaded, and they say his father purchased the gun last Friday.
At least 20 countries have now confirmed cases of the Omicron variant.
Health authorities reminding Americans that a booster shot is the best protection, saying antibodies, a key part of overall immunity, are even higher after the third shot than the second. Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Particularly when you boost it, you get a level so high that even if the mutations of various variants diminish that level of protection, you are still within the range of some degree of protection.
ABC's Stephanie Ramos.
KSL Weather Now with Brett Benson. December's here and everything looks to remain dry.
We had a brief little system that kind of grazed northern Utah on Tuesday afternoon and brought us a few clouds. And we did see, you know, moderate air quality and maybe a little bit of improvement because of the weakening of the inversion a bit. Here's the thing. High pressure builds back in on Wednesday, so we're going to see a lot of sunny skies at the higher elevations. I mean, beautiful conditions in the higher elevations, but we will have those hazy conditions in the valleys along the Wasatch Front.
Brett says temperatures today and tomorrow going to be about 10 degrees above normal, topping out in the mid-50s.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.